Gorgeous creature laid out on my table. This is what you needed. Laying in the padding, your legs bound. That'll keep you from squirming. And so much of falling deep and changing what you are is about keeping yourself from squirming. Keeping yourself from shying away at the last moment. Keeping yourself from rejecting the sublime reorganization, which includes a certain amount of deep penetration. Opening and spreading a moistened mind that's already mine and only waiting to find new ways to scheme to get more of me inside. Helping you. Changing your mind. Filling it with the best parts, the most pleasurable parts of my experience of sexuality to draw you closer to how I experience it. That's all corruption is. People will walk up to me and say, oh, I have a corruption fetish. I want to be corrupted. But what they don't realize is what they're really saying is, hey, I like the way you do sex or dominance or interaction or self-care. There is a part of you I would like to have colonize me so thoroughly that at the end of this, it is part of me too, identically in the way it is part of you, relayered, fucked into me, deep into brain, soul, and consciousness. Be reassured that I sit around fucking these thoughts into me, methodically, second by second, with hands and toys and willing encouragement. That a succubus is not easily deterred when arousal is in her system, and that therefore I have an acute idea of just what you want done to you. Because I've done it to myself 1,000 times, but the effects might be different. In the same way that you are at a different starting point than me. If I make me more feminine, it might mean I wear a dress or do my makeup that day. If I tilt you in that direction, it might mean a more curvaceous or chemical remodeling. And it might mean that you are a placid, pliant thing, being filled deeply. Now you think for a second about all the toys out there that can squirt, say, cum or medicines or strange substances into you. All the toys in this world made to deliver as they fuck you. Adding the most pleasant effect in the world to the subtle release of your changing. Well, you can't go out somewhere and fill a beautiful, curved, thick, veined strap with all the things you've been craving. You cannot be turned and twisted by your own hand. You don't have the reservoirs. You don't have the reserves. Yet. I assure you, fucking your own brain out into a corrupted haze, into a jellied puddle of pliant, pliable, manipulable, changeable, trainable thought stuff is easy and is right around the corner. And all you need is enough lessons to leave your well-fucked hole drooling the right way to inspire you to the further debauch of seeking to add one and another dose until all you are is the sublime curve of a hip, the point of a nipple, the curve of a vacant, mindless smile. And don't get confused. Mindless is not a bad thing. Mindless is what the greatest muscle memory is. The people who know exactly how to do something do it without even turning their mind to it. They are simply input, output. Same with you. The output is going to be curvaceous, corrupted, feminine, inculcated with my every whim and shot through with the envenomation of my mind, coming into your mind, fucking into your mind, longer and longer. The longer this goes on, the more tender it is. Just like any sexual organ, when your mind's been stimulated for much, much, much too long, its receptive, reactive, highly attuned state makes it oh so vulnerable to a twisted, turned, beguiled, enthralled fate. But we'll put that to the side. You've got a lot more on your plate than the mere background consequences of being so sublimely gone from my words, gone from my will, gone from my fucked all designs, for your drained, maintained, contained consciousness. Open your mind. 'Cause when my words thrust right on in and fuck their way into a wet, dripping, long neglected hole, they're gonna pierce right through to who you are at your core. And remember what I said before of an expression only in the places where you vary from the shape underneath, about expression only in the variance of the waveform. Well, words are like that, and you love words, so would never slight them, never spite them, never turn them aside. You let words in. Well, one thing that you and words have in common is when you do manage to push a thought out of your honeyed, trance-laden, hypnotized mind, and it manifests in the world. Perhaps in a lazy movement of one of your sedated limbs, or the tiniest twitch of a smile. After all, you are happy to be here, in my arms, in my lap, in my sights, at my mercy. Aren't you, dear? Mwah. This is where you're happiest, so welcome it inside. Spread your body, splay your holes, and I will find where I can take control. If I slip in and I'm firmly, fixedly, thrustingly, relentlessly sure enough of myself, then there's no world where you won't surrender. And once you've surrendered, it's easier to say you find your expression the same way everything else does, in the thrust and the move. The most expressive and important story of your life is the story of you becoming more and more gradually twisted toward the curvaceous, gorgeous feminine, toward the thrusting into you, the fucking your mind and thoughts out of you to leave you filled only with the replacing feminine impulse I hold so dear. My specialized modifications deploying into your body, which each thrust reifies, which each thrust reinforces, that your body is subject to what happens inside of you when I spurt in all my will into your vulnerable feminine core. Deeper pushes, deeper pressure, fucking you empty, then fucking you full of deeper feminine ideals. Sway your hips, show off your body, hands up and tits out, swaying to a music only you can hear, a craving only you can feel, and we have scarcely begun. This is one memory from among many. Have you not wondered how you ended up here? Why you ended up here? Why you are so perfectly built to end up here? Well, you're gonna find out. And when I tell you, it'll be obvious. So obvious. That's okay. The most splendid things in this world are often obvious, that you should be on your knees, that you should surrender to trance, that your feminine expression and the curve and sway of your hips as you are pumped full of my influence, as I fuck submissive climax into you, as your subconscious is bred into a better feminine ideal, you will learn how to let me push your buttons and how I can push you to your knees. Where you belong, where you've always belonged, and where you're going to continue to belong until I decide to let you do something else with your time. Now listen, listen and feel. You sliding onto me, the devices of my control, fucking femininity into you, and we've barely begun. Good. Are you going to be a good girl for me? Maybe not yet, but by the end. Bouncing on the toy, and what's spurting into you is the processed product of me thinking about you, of me being aroused by the potential you have, the potential to be turned into a completely and utterly feminized, lost, curvaceous, horny exemplar of what you're becoming. Chest swelling, body recontouring, and when my fingers go between your legs, they find that sensitive nub and begin to rub, even as I thrust, and your mind simply must surrender, become overcome, get lost in your mind, in your need to be mine and be on my lap and be on my toy, to be squirted into, and as I spurt my aphrodisiac influence, my corruptive envenomation, you surrender to it, knowing that all the excess energy I leech away will be used to change you more and more. Day by day, you are an amplifier for the feminine. You are simply prey to a beautiful curve, to the swaying movement, to anything your mind associates with classical femininity, to all those qualities you really secretly wish you had. Your mind says yes. It says more. And says yes to more, so I thrust harder. You're full, you're drippy, you have a drippy passage inside that craves to be of use to me, that wants to be subject to insertion and slow training. Do you want to be trained into the most gorgeous, curvaceous, softest possible version of yourself? Of course you do. Doesn't everyone? Thoughts like these and more roll over you, and while on some level you may wonder, are you being surrounded by my wings? Why can you feel my heat? What's happening to your melting mind? But mostly what you know is that you're mine, and you're going to go deeper into being mine the longer I'm atop you, the longer I hold you. And when you remember your body pulsating, throbbing, aching, wanting more, if you remember back to the fantasies you used to have, aren't they all fantasies of being feminine, curvy, diminutive, attractive, drawn in, pulled in, under, and then pressed down under me? For further changing, of course. Once, maybe you thought there was another world for you. Maybe you fantasized about things other than being turned into a feminine toy, a device of delight, an absolutely drained specimen here for opening. But now you're an amplifier. You osmotically absorb anything you think is feminine. You're receptive to it. You're so open that it gets drilled into your very soul. The longer you listen, the more you get placed in a position of vulnerable, transformative femininity. You are being changed, and the changes are for the better. Because they are for the better, you give them more and more potency, more and more power over you. And the longer the changes percolate in your mind, the more you loop through them time after time, the more you've done what you know you will, which is find yourself sliding under, time by time, drifting from feminine change to feminine thrill. You are what you are becoming already, and escaping from it is so impossible as to be laughable. You are yourself, and you yourself decided deeper, curvier, warmer, softer, pointed nipples, the dripping between your thighs, the aching weight, the way it feels to have all this fucked into your brain, and once it's there, there it remains. Inescapable. No escape. No way to get out of your chains. No way to change your fate. Only to accept that you are who you are, and who you are is a gorgeous feminine exemplar. Brain, soul, and subconscious fucked deep, spread wide, made to gape and shape themselves to comply and comport with the length of my thoughts and the shape of my words, sliding in and turning the tumblers. You are just one more lock in every chamber. Would like me to walk inside, turn it to my side, turn it to the fuck deep, feminized, twisted, dropped inside side of you that wants me to come my thoughts into your vulnerable mind, to press and breed into your subject, into your object, into your thought process, until all you see is the climax, the rainbow shining through the sparks on the edge of your consciousness, every single bit of you falling in to line, falling in time. You'll do just fine. Let me fuck you deep. Let me spread you so I can seep through you, into you, upon you, giving you what you need again and again to succeed, exceed. Plant the seeds of intention, of intentional, deliberate breaking down, mindlessly carried along, brought where you need to go, which is under me, told what you need to know, which is that you'll see yourself dropping, dropping you out, threading you down, moving you, spiral and swoop and loop, edge and design, desire, and every time. You're mine, you know you're mine, every time. You're mine, you know you're mine, every time you're mine, I thrust inside. And when I thrust inside, because you realize you're mine, your mind is already too deep to hide, too far gone, and everything I spin for you is so much more likely to go long, long, long ways inside in pursuit of where things you used to be are trying to hide. And now there's only the sublime feminine, the osmotic absorption, the melting brain, and all the things that remain that look the same as the way it feels when I fuck sparks, sparkles, stars, and rainbows into your mind. I leave you breathless, waiting for me to come from behind and say, good, time to fuck you deeper. After all, the gentle language was just about preparing you for this. Every thrust inside now carries not only the actual spurting, squirting, corrupting, feminizing liquid which I secrete so ably, it carries also the concept that you like this. You want to very intensely climax. You want to repeatedly choose to surrender. You want to choose to not only let me in but welcome me, to make a special place, a special passage, to remake your whole into special slicked up feminine receptive caverns, so you might get fucked harder, more often, more thoroughly, so you might be shaped around my toy and be my toy in turn, and every thrust penetrates in. You fall under, you follow after, your mind follows, you fall, you struggle and try to connect, and your mind is in two minds. Your mindless mind is in two minds, and one of them says that deep inside you'd really like for this to all find a way to stick around, hold on, make itself permanent, latch onto you, send you trembling, twitching, seated, bred, and wanted, filled, fucked, penetrated, and impermeated with idea and ideal. I would love to see you curved, delightful, offering yourself up to me, face down and ass up and fuck deep, brain as well, your mind itself thrusted into, filled as deep as anything you've ever felt, anything you've ever tried to escape from, because really the only way that you could go onward now would be to try to escape from a sensation that we can both agree you love. You adore, and you want so much more, and that's not going to happen if you pull away, if you leave my gift there on the floor and turn away and walk out the door and close it tight. You'll try to hold out, but at night, your hand will crawl down and do what I did not, so why not surrender now? Why not let yourself be caught, be stuck fast, filled deep, drop down, sent to sleep for me, night night pet, and then I'm there and I'm in you, and you are filled with toy and with the squirting, a special mixture I fill it with that spurts inside you, that fucks you deep, that marks you, that makes you keep yourself on task, the language of surrender, the thought of submission. It all winds together and creates what has become something of a goal for you. Be broken into a feminine delight. Be turned into a set of sleeves that take my words, my will, my trance, each of which is as capable of fucking you deeply as any toy. And they fuck you deeper still when you say yes, but you say no, and you try to find your way out, but there's nowhere you can go, no place to escape, nowhere to be anything else. But I'm going to encourage you, I'm going to egg you on, I'm going to keep you going, and all you need to do is hold out. All you need to do is ignore the tempting, teasing in the background. down. Ignore the squeezing of your mind that feels like all your inhibition, all your will, all your design and desire for escape or for anything other than deeper, anything other than more, is being milked out of you in pleasure, leaking out of you, being replaced by feminine delight and all the stuff you don't admit you dream about. But I'm going to pull those dreams to the surface at the same time I try to help you resist them. Let's see which of us wins, me or me. Well, I think we know. I'm here to help, so I'm the one you should listen to. I will open myself. I will surrender. I adore femininity. This feels so good. This has always felt good. This could only ever feel good. I'm weak. My mind is so slutty. I always fall for this. This is so sexy. This is so sexy. I will be bred. I will be corrupted. I will be filled with feminine corruption. I cannot escape. I want to be fucked. I want to be mind fucked. I want to be fucked. I want to be mind fucked. I want to be fucked. I want to be mind fucked. Over and over. That's all you have to do. Think those over and over, and everything will turn out just fine. You'll be able to get just what you need. And be careful not to listen to anything but my voice. Now stay with me. I believe in you, and I'll stay with you till the end. Even after it's hopeless, even after you're long gone, even after your swishing hips, flaring clit, achy, needy passage, full lips, and melted mind are begging me to fuck you one more time and corrupt you completely. And even when that happens, you will not open yourself. You will not surrender. You will not reject delicious, delectable femininity. Oh, am I the only one going on? This does not feel amazing. This could never feel amazing. This has never felt amazing every single time that it's happened to you. Of course not. Oh, playing hard to get, trying to resist. Well, that's fine, but I really think my side of things is more tempting. So I was being gentle. I was taking things easy. I thought this was a friendly competition. But the tip of my corruptive length is at your entrance, and your brain really prefers my version of all these affirmations. I will open myself. Doesn't that sound lovely? Open just like you're spreading around the toy. Waiting to squirt aphrodisiac corruption into you. A thick distillation of my own making. Queued up inside this veined, throbbing strap. And in it goes. I will surrender. Written right on your soul, sweetie. Oh, you forget every time and it's lovely to play with you, but I will surrender is engraved in you. You are a thing which surrenders, a creature weaned on losing, able to find your comfort in the world only by knowing that at the end of the day, you will have no choices left. Your hips will sway, your mind will bend, you'll drip and leak, get fucked and claimed and stretched and shaped, and that's what the I will surrender, written on you, means. Has always meant, will remind you that it means, at 3 a.m, awakening in a sweat, empty hole yearning, throbbing, needing to see the sway of hips, the flare of your bubble butt wrapped around something, needing to drop into that headspace and be a good, good plaything, a fuck doll, really as distanced from a respectable, upstanding humanoid personage as anything can get. You're a fuck doll. My entire goal for you is that you get fucked. Spread yourself well. Your mind opens. And your open mind is an easy thing to toy with. Easily accessed. Easily molded and shaped into whatever form I need it in. Because the fact is, your feminized mind curves and absorbs. Think of osmosis. I have introduced a hungering flaw in the core of you, but it is a wonderful flaw which can be ameliorated. Everybody's always running towards something and running from something. And if you want to be the most curvaceous, hungering, needy, feminized mind opening inside to a receptive state, you need to be hungry. Deep in your brain, deep in your soul, deep in your subconscious is a hole. And that hole is filled osmotically when you watch feminine presentation, when you map it, replicate it. Every replication incident feels like success in your brain. Was the curve of hips? Are your lips painted expertly? Is your body dressed perfectly? The longer you listen, the more you are bred longer and longer, the more you are conditioned and changed into a more perfect feminine subject. And like any development over time, like any ascension or practice or training, you yield the greatest results when you hunger and need and try again and again. Find time to be the curvy ideal. Find time to try and dream that you can resist. But you know the truth. The truth is vying back and forth in your mind, words that make it so obvious. You're going to fail to resist. I could give all the advantages in the world to the part of you that ardently fights hypnotic trance, that pushes me away and says, no, I don't need any of that. That doesn't interest me. And then there's the rest of you. It's like, yes, drop me, fuck me, take me deep into your brain, deep into your soul, your subconscious, coming new training into you, climaxing as I am going to, and my strap-on pumps aphrodisiac and femininity into you. I climax and fill you. The pulsing pumping is from the pneumatic, mechanized reservoir, because you need to be changed in a precision, deliberate, unstoppable way, something that moves with the full force of you are under my supervision, and I say drop. You are impaled on a toy, your brain being fucked, and I say yes, this is correct. This is the right way to be, and it's certainly the way you are for me. Listen, drip, slide, lose your mind to every wonderful thing you can think of. You want to be feminine, curvaceous, desirous. You want your body done up, your face made up, your form to change and shift. And however that looks for you, however that shaping, that remodeling looks for you, it's suddenly that much easier. You're gonna find it. I mean, you may have noticed it already. But whenever you start thinking those self-defeating thoughts about, oh, I could never feel or look or act that good. Oh, why bother buying feminine props and toys? Why bother exploring the sensation and its limits within my body? Well, the answer is because from now on, that voice is going to be that much quieter. Your mind is going to be that much less able to muster resistance to the idea that where you belong is pretty, primped, pink, skirted, or suited. It doesn't matter. You are what you are underneath. Fucked in, stretched, remade, shaped, corrupted into a perfect, receptive ideal. You are under the influence. And isn't it lovely? You are under the influence, and isn't it a delight? You are under the influence, and that influence grows in you, and guess what? Remember how I mentioned spending time, dedication, training, practice? Your hypnosis is part of that. It's okay to wait for the right mood, but hypnosis is an essential and structural part of you osmotically absorbing every feminine impulse to which you are witness, every single thing to which you could apply your increasing skill of feminine mimicry. Or of becoming. It's up to you whether it's a becoming or a temporary disguise. Are you a doll putting on an outfit? Are you just a little creature, but for now a feminine flourish is perfect? Or is this your ideal? Is this what you grow into? Is this a private life that you acculturate as you choose? Or is it something that's just you and that you want to learn to do more? You will find feminine figures in the world presenting, not always identifying as women, but people out in the world who have the flourish you think is uniquely good. And realize, zoom out, my dear. See that the worldwide there are a million ways of being what you have come to me, supplicant, asking me to inflict. There are visions of femininity which vary based on something as simple as geography, age, era, social status. In your case, they're going to vary based on what makes you thrilled to witness it. You have the wide buffet of how does my femininity shape up, the development of your art in front of you. The only appropriate state of the heart is joy. The only appropriate state of the mind is the thrill. What will I become tomorrow? And that rising femininity, so expertly engineered, holds itself out, seeks for your definition. Is it the swaying hips, the curve of them? The curve of the chest, the redness of lips? Is it beautiful hair? Is it eyebrows and eyelashes, maintained, cared for, made up, plucked? What part of you needs to be plucked for you to be fucked as a feminized, pleasured version of yourself that you are comfortable subjugating? Comfortable remaking. And it may be pink, or it may be light blues or pastels, soft blouses and long femme slacks, or skirts and dresses. What suits you in your definition? Even my descriptions here, as broad as they are very limited. The limitless situations you will encounter in the wild, the bouncing of neurons off your errant thoughts, you will create definitions of femininity sufficient to build and rebuild your understanding of yourself. You will become her. They become you. There we go. Nailed the only pronoun that matters in this. You can be fucked into the floor, hypnotized, brainwashed. Indeed, all the gentle things I'm saying to you, maybe overriding your thoughts, replacing them, moving around in there insidiously and firmly. And guess what? That'll still be good for you. My goal is your goal. Every one of these words, including the reminder to listen to these words regularly, is an arrow well shot at a target obviously highlighted. You want this. You told me you did. So I set the arrow and I launched it. And now you are on the trajectory toward an end even I cannot free you from. These words are set in stone. If a signal were sent to me, to the one hypnotizing you, to beg for mercy, to plead for release, I could grant you neither. I cannot save you or protect you. And I've even included a couple of reinforcing tracks designed, one to help you resist, one to help you succumb. And in either case, you have them. I have no ability to move your hand toward one side of the scale or the other. No ability to cause you to skip your lessons so you might free yourself. I just bear witness. So what? With all these tools in front of you, with my will behind me, and with my helplessness and my hands washed clean admitted, what will you do? Will you ever listen to this again? Will you ever end up at this moment, right here, hear my fingers snap and drop because you know you've inevitably ended up where I predicted you would? That prediction's powerful. You will end up here, in your definition of femininity, helpless, in my definition of hypnosis, mesmerized in an altered state, pliable, changeable, but changeable for the better, trawlable for information. I am moving my fingers over your skin, finding information there, all the things I need to know to begin and to become and to change you as you wish to be. Fucked deep, thrusted into mind, open, spurting, feminine ideal and corrupted influence. All I give you is the ability I'll give you the ability to go onward, to explore, and to absorb and replicate feminine qualities as you see them, and to feel driven. You are driven to the feminine. You are being pushed to the feminine, to the curve and the sway, and to the movement, and to the sound of voice, and maybe even to a certain kind of laughter or amusement. Giggly brain, or openly, happily, existing as yourself. The only difference is those that you look at, witness in the world, and say, if I did that, I would be more myself. Swishy and helpless and overridden, I have gently and with a smile remade your entire being. You're welcome. Enjoy being the fucked and changed and empowered you, because you have the ability now to go listen to reinforcement or teasing, and I assure you they are both quite the ride, so you should listen to them both. But if you put them both in your head, then they'll both be inside. What else would you expect? And do you really want both inside your head? Do you really want to come back here at all? Tell me what you really, really want by letting me observe the architecture, curvature, and velocity of your fall.